Brendan Chase by BB.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1. Chapter 1, Hatching the Plot. The end of the Easter holidays was drawing near. Only 2 more days remained before 500 odd boys, whose ages ranged from 12 to 19, would discard their carefree clothes to don the well-pressed trousers, the speckled straw hats, and black-tailed coats, which from time immemorial had been the garb of all Banchestians. Farewells would be taken, some resigned, some sad, some even joyful. Handkerchiefs would flutter down many a long platform. Heads would cram many a window as the inexorable chuffing engine drew them away from their loved ones and all they held dear. But to the 3 boys sitting together, dreading the thought of another term at school, this did not apply. Their parents had gone abroad when the youngest boy, Harold, was only 3 years old, and they had been entrusted to the care of a maiden aunt who knew nothing of children and never understood boys. But their environment had one redeeming feature, namely the old dower house and its old-fashioned garden, set snugly in a well-wooded county with streams and river abounding. They escaped to the fields and spinneys whenever possible, birds nesting, fishing, and poaching with catapult and air gun, and in general getting up to all those tricks young boys love to play. So that though the home...